Colorado's music history is long and legendary, which means our Music Hall of Fame is getting a little crowded. Housed within the Trading Post at the base of Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, the hall is due for a remix, and its new executive director says the best is yet to come. KUNC Arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
You may know Chris Daniels best as the energetic frontman for the blues band Chris Daniels and the Kings. But while Daniels may sing about Memphis, it's his home state that's been on his mind lately as the new executive director of the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. Inductees highlighting specific eras and musical genres have been added every year since it opened in 2011.
Our first big induction was the guy You've Gotta Do. So you're looking at a wall of amazing artifacts from John's life and career, including one of his famous J200 guitars, Gibsons that were made for him, and things that he wore on stage, and information about his world travels, including playing in Russia, and all of the history of John Denver.
But Colorado's musical history goes back a lot farther, including to 1917.
Elizabeth Spencer was an Edison Records artist, and they used to put her on stage with the Edison talking machine, as it was called, so that she could sing alongside the record player to make it, you know, the comparison supposedly is, look how good it sounds.
Spencer was the stepdaughter of the first governor of the territory of Colorado. She was also part of the 2016 class of inductees, along with band leader Glenn Miller.
One of his biggest hits is In the Mood. And what he did was take an old song that was called originally the Tar Paper Stomp, and later it was cut by another artist, and it was called Anxious. There's an A section and a B section, and he reversed them. So he put what we would think of, that's how both Tar Paper Stomp and Anxious went. He reversed it, and he put, he realized that was the hook.
Down the hallway from Miller is a tribute to the sounds of the 1960s. Behind the glass is a gold paisley suit worn by Bob Demen, guitarist for the surf rock group The Astronauts. There's also a replica of the signature Fender Stratocaster from Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids. The original was stolen just before the exhibit was unveiled. The band is best known for their role in the film American Graffiti. Around the corner, you find Colorado's folk scene with Judy Collins and the Serendipity Singers. And also,
he looks familiar to me.
Well, the reason I have to assume the reason I'm here is right at the end of that period, 1970, I worked with a band called Magic Music, and we were Colorado's first acoustic jam band. Colorado Rockies and
the Great Divide. It's a far cry from the blues sound Daniels is known for today, but he says that's what makes Colorado's music so great.
We have a tradition of lots of different kinds of music, from Hot Rise to 303 to Pretty Lights. You know, I mean, I'd love to see a show with them celebrating the Colorado Symphony Orchestra and Pretty Lights and have them do a show together. Wouldn't that be wild? Wouldn't that be just totally wild?
Daniels wants to highlight all of it. There's just one problem.
We've got a lot of work to do, and as you can see, we're running out of space.
We're standing in front of the last open wall in the Trading Post. It's covered with temporary poster boards, placeholders until the Class of 2017 exhibit goes up, honoring Denver's jazz masters, including vocalist Diane Reeves and bassist Charles Burrell, the first African-American to be hired by a major symphony. At only about 20 feet long, the wall seems like a tight fit for so much talent.
These icons need more space.
So a move is likely in the Music Hall of Fame's future. Daniels is currently looking into several possible locations, including building a new site at Red Rocks or moving at least part of it to Denver.
We're always going to be here in some form, but what my dream would be is if this could be rotating exhibits.
It's a challenge, but one that's not new to Daniels. He served as the executive director of Denver's Swallow Hill from 1995 to 2000, helping move the nearly 60-year-old music nonprofit when it outgrew its location.
I got them into the building over on Yale Street. That's why they call it Daniel's Hall.
For KONC, I'm Stacey Nick.